Hello, I'm Elena
Sanchez. She, her. I'm a visual artist and an architect based in Athens, Greece. I'm mainly Greek and a bit Italian. In the occasion of the 8th of March, I would like to invite Maria Theodorou, an architect researcher with a practice in architecture and architecture research and the practice in educational structures. For example, she initiated the School of Architecture for All, SARCA, which was also the occasion where we met, as I was an associate of this non-profit organization. So the idea is to let her speak a bit about her participation in the initiatives of the Greek Association of Architects for the creation of an archive of female architects, and especially in the creation of a feminist approach to the writing of professional CVs. Hello, Maria.
Oh, hi, Elena. Thank you so much for inviting me. And I think it's, you know, the proper occasion to publicize this archive because, you know, tomorrow, on the 8th of March, is the date we celebrate women. So this is the archive that was initiated by the Association of Greek Architects. And I was part of this initiative. So it was funded by the with European funds, and the aim of the archive, as many of the archives that are created, you know, regarding women architects, is to the first aim is to give visibility to women professional architects. In this case, you know, women professional architects in Greece. So there was a team, a women's team, that undertook the task to create this archive, and they produced a standard format to be filled by, you know, selected women architects that included just a chronological and listing of achievements, a standard type of professional CV. However, you know, a number of women in the organization, not the team, but also some of the women that were asked to provide, you know, their professional CV, thought that women's experience of practicing architecture is far more complex to be contained within the standard type of professional CV. Because in professional CVs, you know, there are no gaps. It's always, you know, has to be a success story almost. So there are no gaps. One step leads to the next and eventually to success. And you see this chronological enlisting of successes. So women, of course, you know, they compete, you know, to get a position in the architecture, you know, profession. And they had in the past and still have, you know, to write such, you know, kind of standard professional CVs. And of course, there's always a moment of panic for women when they have to, or they had, you know, to explain gaps in the chronology of their, you know, production in their CVs. Gaps do not look good to employers. And they, you know, women, they need, you know, to, you know, urgently, you know, to find ways to cover those gaps, because the time devoted to self-care or care for others is outright excluded from those professional CVs. So in a way, writing a standard professional CV contradicts women's experience of their profession in architecture. For women architects, they know all too well that their professional life is constantly entangled with events that are part and parcel of their lives and cannot be separated from the way and the outcomes of their practice. For instance, you know, I was practicing architect for a number of years. I never had a proper office. I was always using our dining table to design, but also, you know, to see my clients. You know, all my production was happening where, you know, family life also happened. I was, you know, using, you know, this table to, you know, design and have my baby on my shoulder, speaking, you know, on the phone, on the other side. So it was always, you know, a jungle, and that was also, you know, the experience, and still is, you know, experience of many women. So that's why, you know, there are women that were, some women that were invited, you know, thought that it might be more productive, actually, you know, to present, you know, a full picture of what it means to be a woman practicing architecture. And also, you know, this is also part and parcel of, you know, feminism demands today, which, you know, they aim to a reconsideration of various aspects of the profession, and especially the way life itself seems to be set apart from the expected productivity of work. So in this archive, you know, some women, we produced these different, you know, profiles, experimenting with this different type of professional profile. So this includes, you know, the variety of ways women architects have experienced their education and the practicing of their profession. So self-devised methodologies, disappointments, dreams, fantasies, conflicts, which are usually excluded from the professional CVs, are included in this case and produce a different narrative of the profession. When these experiences of women are assembled together and are presented in an archive that is open to everyone, it provides a comprehensive overview of the life of women in architecture, at least in Greece, because this was, you know, like this is the archive that gathers together, you know, a number of Greek women architects. So because the archive is online and it's open, it's not enough, you know, for an archive to be online. It has to be open and accessible, you know, to the wider public. And of course, you know, to researchers, its content, you know, provides material also for, you know, research on this experience of women architects. And, you know, this material has the potential to generate experimentation towards a different understanding and thus a different future of the architecture education practice. So the archive, even though it started as with this aim to provide visibility, at the end, you know, it accomplished more than, you know, this kind of need for visibility for women architects, because, you know, the feminist approach it employs produces a feminist professional profile that records women comprehensively, women's experience in architecture, which, you know, are registered and collected together, and with which one can think, you know, the profession differently. So we are currently at a time where, you know, feminists, of course, it doesn't make demands for, you know, women only. Feminism and feminist demands, you know, are sought, you know, a different way of life and working for everyone, for all genders, all categories of genders. So I think this archive is just a step towards this reconsideration of the profession as we know it. And I hope, you know, the younger generation will have input in this archive, and the archive will be expanded, and many, you know, feminist profiles will be written in the near future. So thank you for having me today and giving me the opportunity to say a few words about this archive. Thank you.
Thank you, Maria. Thank you very much. This is very interesting. Really hope that in the future this will be the normality and much more. Thank you.
Thank you.